perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and thank you so much for joining me here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm so overjoyed that our audience is growing, our ministry is growing by leaps and bounds here. I want to remind you that you can visit us on our website at patchworkheart.org, and we've got a whole bunch of ways you can reach out to us there, and also can donate to our mission. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so therefore all your tax-deductible or all your donations are tax-deductible. So please support our mission, support us as we try and reach out more and get more souls oriented toward Christ here on Young Catholics Respond and expand our radio show and podcast. So thanks so much for tuning in today, however. And my guest for this program is Victoria Clarizo. She is a Catholic writer, teacher, and speaker. She blogs about Scripture, Ignatius Meditations, and Jesus the Bridegroom. She is also a little bit nerdy and trivia with Scripture, but she's just released a incredible new Stations of the Cross, and the Stations of the Cross is entitled St. Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross. And so welcome to the program, Victoria, and thank you so much for joining me here on Young Catholics Respond.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for having me on again.
Absolutely. So, I share the passion with you for not only writing, but also the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross is something that is perfect to talk about during Lent. A lot of parishes, Catholic parishes, do a Stations of the Cross on Fridays around Lent. But there's something very holy and wonderful about praying the Stations of the Cross. So let's just start with talking to you a little bit about your devotion for the Stations of the Cross and where this whole project originated from.
Okay.
So how did you get into the Stations?
So I spent about 3.5 years discerning religious life with a community. I think most religious communities do this, but we actually prayed the Stations of the Cross every Friday throughout the year, not just during Lent. So I prayed them a lot during my time there, and just really grew to love the devotion.
Awesome. What about the Stations of the Cross stood out for you? Like, why did you love it?
I think it was just the chance to reflect a little more deeply on Christ's sacrifice. It's almost like a time to just kind of slow down and reflect on what Christ did for us. Not just on the cross, but all that he went through going to the cross for us.
Yeah, it is something that's amazing. You know, the church gives us those 14 traditional stations. And those 14 traditional stations of the cross help us pause and reflect along the way, as you mentioned, right? I mean, there's some different points in there that, and not all of them are scriptural, but some of them are traditional. Those help us to enter more deeply and to realize what Christ did for us. It's based on the way of the cross that Jesus actually walked, the Via Dolorosa, which is in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. or right outside Jerusalem. So it's very neat. Are there any particular stations that you're drawn to? Praying them, for years or every Friday. What are some of the ones that you're drawn to?
Probably the two most would be Saint Veronica wiping Jesus's face and Jesus meeting Mary.
Yeah, and what about those is so wonderful that for you? What do you draw out of that spiritually?
I think honestly, part of it was the community that I was in had beautiful stations that we would look at when we were praying them. And the station of St. Veronica shows Veronica and Jesus staring very deeply and intimately into each other's eyes. And I thought that was a great image of our relationship with Christ. But then she's holding her veil with the image of Christ's face outward to others. So it's like she's focused on her just deep relationship with Christ, but then she's showing him to other people. And that's a great image of how we're supposed to be.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, that deep, intimate relationship that we're called to with Jesus is something that is so very, so very powerful. The amazing thing is, I think, as you kind of alluded to too, the kindness, right? I mean, the kind gestures, right, of Veronica to wipe the face of Jesus. We can do that at any time, right? We can do that at any time. we can always comfort Christ. And as he comforts us, it's almost like that, making that connection is very neat. So it's awesome when the artwork matches up. You know, we have so much amazing artwork in the church. And so it's nice to hear that, you were able to meditate and look and see through that secret art how your relationship and all our relationships can mirror Christ. So that's awesome. What else about the other station? I mean, I think you mentioned the Blessed Mother as well. I mean, that's another incredible station, right? Jesus and his mother right there. Was that station equally as stunning for you, the visual of that in your church?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, just thinking about, like, Mary was the one that most suffered with Jesus. I mean, just imagining, like, a mother seeing her son go through all that is heartbreaking. And she helps us just grow in compassion for the suffering of Christ, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. She suffered, she didn't suffer the physical crucifixion, right? But she suffered this immense pain emotionally and mentally. To the point of probably causing, physical manifestations, right? that alone, it creates that empathy that you were talking about, right? It creates that empathy, and that compassion, that we have when Christ suffers in the, for us and dies for us. That's incredible, that you're able to, draw on this and pull it out. I kind of want to ask you a little bit about, your project, because obviously, you can just tell by the way you're talking is that, you've spent some serious time meditating and, mm-hmm. Really reflecting on it. As that developed, in your own life, it's this expression of this, St. Teresa's, of Lisieux's little way of the cross. How did that, begin to come about for you?
So I actually wrote it when I was discerning religious life, and it was inspired in a few different ways. One of the reasons that I was inspired to write it was a lot of the meditations that we use for Stations of the Cross I found kind of lacking. I felt like they were focused on the wrong thing, or they just weren't that inspiring. And one of the things I noticed was that a lot of the stations focused on kind of like our role in causing the suffering of Jesus, which of course we did, but a lot of them kind of left me feeling like bad about myself, or like, oh, I just did all this bad stuff to Jesus. And it's really about his love for us, that he loved us enough to die for us. And I felt like it would be good to focus more on that.
Yeah.
So It kind of came about organically, just in prayer. I started thinking, oh, like for this station, Jesus might want to be saying this to us. I was very interested in St. Teresa's life, and I was reading a lot about her and a lot of her writings. And I started coming across quotes that I realized would be perfect for certain stations. So it kind of just all came together. It took me like months to write it, because I would just like do it a little bit at a time. And like when I came across something that I thought would fit, I would write it down.
Well, you know, honestly, that's the best way to write. That's the way the Holy Spirit, you know, moves at the right time, right? So that's very inspirational and wonderful. What are some of the insights? We just have about a minute before the break, so give us a little teaser on what are some of the insights to what St. Therese says about Jesus's suffering, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about it on the other half of the other half of the program.
One of the like most direct things that I found was she talks about when Jesus fell on the way to the cross. She basically says that like Jesus wasn't afraid to be humble and weak, and neither should we. And that should give us like courage that he fell. We shouldn't be afraid to fall either, and to get up and go back to him.
You know, that's beautiful, right? You know, and it's something like if we live inside of this, you know, rubber room or this bubble, and we don't take risks for our faith, and, you know, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to fall, we're going to, you know, have problems in our life. I mean, that's just the condition of being, you know, human beings. But what a wonderful way to, you know, for her to inspire us not to not to give up, get back up, and continue going. So that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I have to take that short little break here. When we come back, Victoria will continue talking with you about the stations and where people can get it, and how it's, you know, helping people along their journey in Lent. So right back after this. On Young Catholics Respond, I'm Bill Snyder.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563 Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563 Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org. Wait a minute! 60 Seconds of Reflection with Martha Fernandez-Sardina.
Via Crucis, the way of the cross. We celebrate that or relive it or walk it every Good Friday, including this year. Why? Because Jesus walked his way to the cross, and the beautiful things that happened, painful things that happened on the way to the cross, are reminders to us of how we too must walk on this earth as we walk to the heavenly Jerusalem, which is heaven, which is communion with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. Maybe you're carrying a cross. Maybe you have difficulties. Maybe you have fallen not once, not twice, but thrice like Jesus. Maybe you need Simon of Cyrene, someone to come and help you bear the weight of your cross. Maybe you need to see the face of your mother, our Mother Mary, to help you. Maybe you, like Jesus, are under the weight of the cross and don't know what to do. Give yourself to Christ. Take in the way of the cross this Good Friday. He will lift you high.
For more information about Martha, visit MarthaFernandezSardina.com.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure that you to have you joining us today on Young Catholics Respond. I want to just give a quick shout-out to all of you and ask you if you would become our patron on Patreon. I think the minimum is only $1, and support us, and then you get to know who comes out on the podcast the day before it goes to air on Thursday. So check it out at Patreon, and it's Patreon. .com/patchworkheartministry. Don't forget the ministry. If you just put Patchwork Heart, it's not our profile. So Patchwork Heart Ministry, you can search it on Patreon as well. On today's program, we're talking with Victoria Clarizio. She is a Catholic author, writer, teacher, and speaker, and she's authored a beautiful Way of the Cross that we've been talking about here during this Lenten season. And the Way of the Cross is Saint Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, and it's, you know, we were just talking about the inspiration right before the break. We were just talking about the inspiration that Saint Therese has for us in all her different wisdom about Jesus' suffering and death, and about falling and getting back up. What else, Victoria, is there for us in the unpacking of her writings? Obviously, we want readers to pick up the copy of the book, listeners to pick up a copy of the book. But what are some of the other riches and depth of her treasures for us?
Also, her teachings on charity towards others was something that was included in here. And just like imitating Christ's selflessness. So of course, one thing we want to do when like meditating on Christ's life is imitate him. So any devotion, especially the Station of the Cross, should inspire us to go and do what he did for others.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus was a man for others, right? And He lived for others, and that ultimate act of his, of the Paschal mystery, the suffering and death of Jesus, especially, was not for his own health, right? Clearly, it wasn't for his own health. He suffered and died, and rose for us, and so recognizing that, and that's a big Lenten theme, right? When we talk about what we're giving up or what we're doing it for the purpose of doing it for him and also his church, right? Building it up. I mean, prayer, fasting, almsgiving is something that we do to offer up our own lives for a greater cause, right? Isn't that kind of the meaning behind that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the Stations of the Cross, you know, I think often, you know, when we, and I just did it, I'm a perfect example. I just did it. I just lumped it all in and I just said, you know, oh, the Passion, Suffering, Death, and Resurrection. Okay, there it is. Boom. It's all said and done. You know what I mean? Like Jesus did that. Wonderful. But no, the Stations help us slow down. I think you mentioned that as well. It's a slowing down process. Are there any particular ways that you would encourage the reader to approach your Stations of the Cross when they go to read it? I mean, like, is it something that they should do in a church? Is it something that they should do more quietly, reflectively, you know, in their room or whatever? Like, how should a reader approach your Stations of the Cross?
Normally, most churches have images of the stations around them, and I think that's usually the best way to do it. So actually walking to each station and praying and meditating on each station at it. So that way you have a visual, but you're also having the physical experience of actually walking as you're like walking with Christ to the cross. I think one great thing about being Catholics is that we are very incarnational in our prayer. So praying with your whole self, including having your body matching what you're praying, I think can be really powerful.
Yeah, you're so right. It is so very true that, you know, the entire body when we pray. There's one of my friends who's a Catholic religious brother talks about how we use all the senses, you know, when we pray as Catholics. When our bodies match the prayer, as you were mentioning, there's this something about being, you know, going on a pilgrimage or walking or going and doing and reenacting it. There's something very special about when you walk with Christ and walk this way. You can feel his you can feel that pain more. You can feel that suffering more. I know there's even some places. I believe there's a shrine out in Massachusetts that actually has like the way of the cross up steps, and I see people go up on their knees up those steps. And so there's different, and that's even a thing in, I know in Mexico City with Our Lady of Guadalupe, many people, you travel up to Tepeyac on their knees, to reenact that suffering. And that is just a sliver of what Christ felt, right? That's just a sliver of what Christ felt. It doesn't mean that we're being, masochists or that we're trying to, just an offering of self, you know, that discomfort, that it all goes along with that Lent. And when we offer up our own sufferings and our own pain, it transforms the prayer in a deeper way. It gives us a real connection with Christ. And you know, that suffering that he experiences for us, we can participate in that. I mean, St. Paul says that we can participate in the suffering of Jesus Christ, and help him and aid him in winning souls, right? I mean the job isn't done, right? We still have more to do, to help all people get to heaven, right? That's because we're still here and Jesus hasn't returned yet. Let's talk a little bit about where people can get the Stations of the Cross, Victoria. I know, I'm very interested in reading them and seeing them now. So I'm sure our listeners are as well. Where can people get them, and how can people get them? And even, you know, the other thing is, how can parishes get them, and use them as their devotional for Lent?
Yeah, that's really exciting. So the way that these stations came to be a reality was through a partnership with one of my friends who I actually went to college with. She runs a company called Just Love Prints. So I reached out to her to see if she would be willing to design the booklet and help me sell them. And it was really like a dream come true, because I wrote these a few years ago and I thought about getting them published. But so Just Love Prints has made that a reality, which is really exciting. So you can get them through her website. That's the easiest way, is justloveprints.com. And she has a shop area. There's also a link on my website, onepearl316.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Great, great stuff. And, you know, I think head over to Just Love Prints and they just search for St. Teresa's little.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you look in the shop area, they're easy to find. But also, we just started doing something very exciting. We're offering printing rights for parishes. So instead of buying a bunch of the booklets, parishes can pay a flat fee and print out booklets.
Oh, wow, that's an awesome idea. So that really helps. You know, with parishes, they can just log in or, you know, contact you guys and then say, all right, hey, you know, I want to use these in my parish for my for my devotion during Lent, and it's not too late. I know that a lot of ones out there, as you mentioned, you know, do find them lacking. You know, you do find them lacking. Having a newer crop, I mean, your Stations of the Cross, having a newer crop of fresh meditations, made for our time and made for our era of Christianity and Catholicism is important. So even in the middle of Lent, if you're listening to this and, you know, maybe you've already started praying the Stations of the Cross, you're a pastor or you're, an organizer at your Catholic church of the Stations, your soup and stations or whatever you have going on, you know, think about switching out. think about switching out and offering up different meditations, because the same week, every week, hearing the same thing over and over again, can just kind of get boring and dull. So spice it up a little bit, get some different Stations of the Cross in there. Victoria, I want to ask you real quick a little bit about your website. I know you do a lot of blogging, speaking, writing, all kinds of things. So talk to us a little bit about the website in the closing minutes of the interview here, and talk with us about what you're doing and how other ways people can connect with you.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to kind of build up the ministry of One Pearl. And my goal mainly is to help people encounter Christ's love through the scriptures and through learning how to pray with scriptures. So on my blog, I try to share insights into scripture, just write about Christ's great love for us and his mercy. And I have started doing some speaking engagements, so I'm open to doing that. I just gave a talk at my home parish about my journey to receive Christ's mercy and just accept his love for me. The point of the stations, the point of my website is just so people will know that we each are the pearl of great price that Christ found worth dying for.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Victoria, I want to thank you again for being on. Again, it's justloveprints.com, and then search for the St. Therese Little Way of the Cross, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with me on Young Catholics Respond today, and always look forward to the many ways you're reaching out, and I'm sure as you continue to publish and do great ministry work, we'll have you back on again and again. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Art Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Art Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Art Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.